Hai semuanya, assalamualaikum. Sebulan kayaknya ya kita nggak ketemuan. Yeah, it sounds weird, isn't it? Sebulanan banyak hal yang terjadi. The kids are with me now. I'm being a homeschool mom again, like every single day. Balik lagi seperti zaman 6 tahun yang lalu sebelum kita semua pindahan di farm. So yeah, life changed again. One more time. It's like life happened to me again. Of course. I hope the same way to you. Okay. I don't know how do I sound right now. Saya ngomongnya ini dari sebenarnya excited mixed with I don't know. Punya sesuatu yang saya mau tawarkan ke kalian. Pengen ngerjain barengan sama kalian. Mungkin kalian udah lihat seliweran sharingan saya. Entah itu di sosial media, or you see that on the, what you call that, Facebook, atau mungkin you get email from me if you're on the list. Yeah, so, reinvent myself journal. That's the new thing. You will see like some people say that I'm like, there's always you creating. Always, constantly. Are you not tired? I mean like, kalau ada sepatu kayaknya yang gak bener, misal setahun pakai itu rusak, mungkin Mbak Desi bakal bikin ngeluarin lini sepatu ya. Brand untuk sepatu yang lebih kuat. I wish I could, I would. Sayangnya, aku gak punya passion ke situ. Biarlah orang lain yang ngerjain itu. My passion is me. My passion is you. My passion is about life. Living a life mindfully from a heart. That's my passion. Okay. Apa sih reinvent journal ini? Ini journaling mengisi diary yang bukan sekedar curhat aja, tapi sesuatu yang bisa jadi alat saya, alat kamu, untuk ngerjain sesuatunya itu gak isinya grusa-grusu, gak istilahnya yang penting saya nulis, apa segala macam to-do list saya, agar saya gak lupa, and then I have to get it done. Of course, it's not busy anyway. Semua orang kayaknya mau bilang sibuk itu udah jadi apa ya, lagu kebangsaan kali ya. Kalah deh Indonesia Raya disebut daripada kalau, how are you? I'm busy. Even me myself will say that, but I don't say that actually. I don't say I'm busy. Saya bilang, you just have to you have to make appointment with me. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Saya kalau ditanyain, Mbak Desi sibuk? Enggak, Mbak Desi main yuk, ketemuan yuk. Or like, do you have time for this, for that? I say, just give me when. I'll see if I can, and I'll say yes. As long as it's something about what I'm passionate about. Life. Meaningful life. Life, living a life from the heart. And you. Me, woman. Okay, so reinvent myself journal ini idenya dari bulan Januari kemarin gara-gara saya kepentok. Kepentok apaan sih? Kejeduk istilahnya. Kejeduk yang istilahnya benjutnya itu biru merah nggak karu-karuan. Like really, I'm crying. Like I'm crying. I'm upset. I feel anger, I feel disappointed, I really feel like I am hitting a rock bottom. And you might ask, apa sih yang Mbak Desi gak punya? You living a happy life. I am. You living life that everybody wants to live. I am. You have a beautiful kids. Alhamdulillah. You have a supportive husband and like going with, you know, like seeing the same vision and mission, wanting to go to the same path. Yes, alhamdulillah. Sekarang kalian bertanya, terus kenapa? Kenapa Mbak Desi nangis, kecewa, marah, benci? I don't know whether you notice or not with your heart. How much do you actually aware of your heart? I am. I'm crying. I'm disappointed. I'm dissatisfied with the state of my being, with the state of my mind, with the state of my wellness. This is the state of my heart. Because of what? Because I want to see myself thriving. I want to live a life that has my heart expanding, and I am, but I do not see myself progressing. I see myself bouncing backwards, falling off the wagon, dan yang paling sebelnya, jatuh dari keretanya itu di hal-hal yang aku tahu, aku kudu berhenti. I have to stop doing. It's the same thing over and over and over again. Setiap orang pasti punya hal yang apa ya? Kalau kesandung itu di hal-hal yang sama, pretty much. Unless you really, really, really learn and train yourself not to do that again. I feel like Allah testing me on the things that I tripped every single day. I mean, like every single time, not every single day. And I noticed the things that I tripped on, I didn't actually work on it like intentionally. And I didn't work it hard enough. I don't want it bad enough to change. I don't have to go through all what I, you know, what are the things that I tripped on? I'll share with you when we journal together. I'm not going to tell you on this podcast. But I do have those things. So I sit down. And for many days, not many days, I think like a week or two, I feel so upset with myself. And I mean like, every single day, mata tuh kayak mata bengkak. Karena nangis. I'm not crazy. I'm too aware to be crazy. But I'm crying. And I know I'm crying because I'm dissatisfied with myself. It's something that I tripped on. So my beloved husband, oh, I call him beloved now. You know, this funny thing about the word beloved that I'm using? I particularly using beloved only to Allah behind a closed door on our intimate moments, not to my husband. I have a funny story about this beloved word, why I call him. This is the first time I call him my beloved, by the way, which is very intense. So, yeah. Back to the story. So he came to me. No, he actually not came to me. We were praying together. Sesudah taslim, assalamualaikum, and then he said, "Sit down. I have an idea how you can go through this journey. to be with the better, I mean, to be better you, not to change you. It's not, people don't change. The fact that people don't change, but to reinvent yourself, I must say. Never heard of it. Sounds very interesting and somehow like a liberation. I mean, like, I've been trying my whole life, my adult life. I always want to change myself. There are so many things that I'm working on myself constantly, day in and day out, year passing by. I'm always interested in how my life is, my heart, my mind. I remember sebelum nikah, buku-buku saya banyak itu about self-empowerment, about, you know, stuff like that, yang kemudian dibaca sama ayah, dihabiskan semua bukunya, masih disimpan sama beliau, and he say, you know what? What you were doing back then is like very beneficent. I'm getting a lot of benefit from that. Ayah baca buku-buku itu. Okay, back to the story. So, he said, you need to reinvent yourself. I have a plan for you. I said, okay, bring it on. I've got no idea what to do. I mean, like, if you search on, like, the, you know, those motivational guru or whatever. Not motivational, I'm not a fan of that. You can just say, you can tell yourself any motivation, you can write any motivation word, you can stick it on the wall, do whatever you can. I mean, like, to have those beautiful motivation, keep it on your reminder, whatever. It doesn't work unless you do the work. So I'm not a fan of that. I am into those who can help me to journey on the path of my heart, on the part of how my mind will be guided, my heart will be guided, so my life will be guided. So, I say, I can't find that. Tell me what you've got. So yes, he said, you need to reinvent yourself. Changes doesn't work, and you know that. We both know that. I said, how to reinvent myself? I mean, just to hear about that words, I mean, I have no idea. I never heard about it. Changing habit, changing behavior, whatever. I heard about it. I follow many of those. Yes, I get many improvements throughout the years. But to reinvent yourself? Flashback. On the first years of our year of our marriage, I told him, you know, Ma, you opened me to so many like self-realization that I never encounter. Then it's like it gave me answer to all my questions. And I said to him, I remember that we were walking on the road where our apartment is. I think at Dharma Wangsa, something like that. It was in Kuala Lumpur. And then I told him, I still remember how I wear. I was wearing green skirt, light green skirt, white dress, light white, light green dress. I mean, like, it's kind of matching. So funny. I remember everything. We're walking hand in hand, and I said, you know what? I wish I can take my brain, not my heart, my brain, and then put it at the laundry, and then wash it, and came out clean. And you may think, why not your heart? Because I know my heart always telling me, guiding me, when if it's a noble desire, but my mind messed up my noble desire with all the excuses and like, you're supposed to do that, no you shouldn't do that and stuff like that. Alasan, banyak alasan, nyebelin banget gak sih? Yeah, so I told him that, and so of course that's never gonna work. It's just your wishful thinking. But I'm seriously, andai bisa, saya mau otak saya dicuci, and then it's clean like a baby, and then I will shape it the way I want, with what I know, right? So when we sit, flashback many years, which is when he just told me you should reinvent yourself. And I said, what does it mean to reinvent myself? He said, it's a new you. It's not completely like you're gone, no. But you taking away, I mean, deleting, no, you can't delete anything from your past, of course, but you're forgetting, leaving behind your mistakes, your wrongdoings, your stop doings, your excuses. Let go of them. Completely let go. Yes, in it practice. That's why I have the journal. And bring with you all the good things that you want to double down. Bring them. And on top of that, instill the new habit, the new behavior that will shape the way you want to be, the way you want to be, the way you want to feel, the way you want to whatever. I said, how am I gonna do that? He said, this is gonna be a big project. I can't take you like every step of the way, you just gotta figure it out. But I already laid you the foundation, the framework. I said, okay, I need to do that. So I call it reinvent myself. And a couple of months ago, I shared in my Instagram the framework of reinventing yourself. And throughout the months, this is almost a year of practice and witnessing how I am with this reinventing thingy. And then I said, it's time to call you out to be with me, because I feel the benefit and I want to share it with you, and I want you to be the best self, your best self too. So yeah, satu hal yang saya pikir, this is not like the, you know, like the system and stuff like that. No, it's so simple. You have to let go your excuses, and you have to build a new habit, a new behavior, and you have to be consistent. You will realize many things. I mean, like, it's kind of having a little system in it. A simple system, but very powerful. And it's something that you have to be mindfully and physically doing until you install your, I mean, invent your new self. So, yeah. The reinvent yourself, myself journal. Itu journaling selama 90 hari. Dan kita semua, saya dan kamu, akan berjournaling bersama. Dan di setiap 90 hari itu akan ada 6 tantangan yang harus kita lakukan setiap hari. And then we show up for each other every single day on social media. Instagram, Facebook, right? Twitter if you want. But I'm not busy on Twitter. Okay, so kenapa 90 hari? Saya tuh udah capek sama yang namanya, you know, 30 days new habit, 21 days new habit. Capeknya gimana? Sebenarnya gak capek sih. I'm like, I really love like working on new habit. I really love it. But I witness myself that the habit that is 21 day or 30 days, it doesn't last. Seriously, it doesn't last. Terutama kalau kamu tuh orang yang apa ya, nggak disiplin. Meskipun 21 hari itu disiplin, but if you have too many excuses, so let me reframe it. If you have too many excuses, even though you do the 21 day or 30 days or even 60 days, it won't last. It won't last. Believe me. You gotta do it long enough to make it your new truth. Bikin jadi kayak autopilot gitu. Jadi benar-benar jadi kebenaran dirimu. Ini aku. Kayak gitu. Jadi rencana saya, 3 kali dalam setahun kita barengan reinventing ourselves. 3 kali dalam setahun kita flashback untuk refleksi, mereevaluasi diri kita, and then we build a new habit. We let go excuses. We see ourselves doing it. We support each other. Seperti yang sekarang, rencananya itu 90 hari journaling itu, reinvent myself itu, di bulan Oktober, November, Desember, 90 hari kan ya, kurang lebih. Terus habis itu di awal tahun, Januari, Februari, Maret. Terus habis itu ada periode kita skip karena puasa Ramadan. Habis itu, sesudahnya itu, di tengah tahun kita revisit ourselves again together. 3 bulan lagi kita reinventing ourselves again. Dan di akhir tahun untuk review, I mean like the whole year or something like that, right? Kenapa saya break? It's mindfully, I think that we can feel overwhelmed, so we take a break, right? Because I feel I need it, and I think you need it too. I mean, like, who want to do very, like, I mean, like, heavy lifting every single day for the, you know, for every single year? I mean, like, yeah, some people do that, but we are not those people. Even we want to do those people, but let's just take one mindful step at a time. 90 days journaling 3 times a year with breaks in between. Do whatever you want in those break, and see for yourself, are those changes that you make for the past 90 days already become the new you? It's like a test ground actually. Jadi di break-break itu, di jeda-jeda kita gak journaling bareng itu, itu tes buat masing-masing dari kita. Udah jadi kebenaran dari kita gak itu semua habit baru, behavior baru? Kita udah gak punya excuses itu lagi gak? You see? So yeah, jadi gini penawarannya. Untuk ikutan, kalian harus mendapatkan jurnalnya, entah itu kalian dapatkan cetak harganya Rp70.000 atau kalian dapatkan PDF harganya Rp35.000. Kalian silakan hubungi admin GMS di 08223344 8300 atau lihat di postingan Facebook, Instagram, right? Dan pastikan kalian mendapatkan itu sebelum tanggal 1 Oktober karena kita akan mulai barengan tanggal 1 Oktober selama 3 bulan. Kalau kalian gak bisa mendapatkan untuk entah itu beli atau beli PDF-nya atau versi cetaknya for any reason, just write it down in your like buku tulis kayak buku jurnal yang kalian udah punya. It's up to you. You see? We not doing this for business. I'm doing this because I care for you. Because I know how it affect me and I want you to have the same thing, the same effect and even more. So, call out your girlfriends. Ayo barengan kita journaling. It'll be fun if we show up together. Nanti di buku itu bahasa Inggris. Tapi untuk prompt setiap hari itu kalau buat saya anak SD juga bakal mengerti itu. But in case You don't understand. Kalau kalian dengerin podcast ini ya, kalian pasti ngerti bahasa Inggris dong. I think I most of the time talking in English, so pardon me. Okay, jadi di jurnal itu semua isinya berbahasa Inggris. Kalian bakal dapat entah itu PDF atau yang versi cetak, kalian dapat untuk 90 hari journaling. Kalian akan di dalamnya itu ada cara untuk berjurnal. Terus habis itu kalian akan dapat pembatas buku dan juga reminder untuk apa namanya challenge, right? Dan saya translate juga dengan kemampuan saya yang sangat terbatas untuk ngomong nulis bahasa Indonesia dengan baik dan benar. Please don't laugh at me. I really working hard to just get that Indonesian word. Even my English is also so messy. So please, please give me, I mean like a lot of love for that. If kalau kalian punya waktu apa segala macam, please help me to translate it. I will be very grateful and I can give you a copy, printed copy for your effort, okay? So yeah. Jadi untuk kalian yang enggak bisa bahasa Inggris, it doesn't catch, I mean it doesn't like sink in your heart the English part, so ada translate-nya. Okay? Dan di situ juga saya kasih contoh seperti apa aja kalian bisa posting. Kalian bisa posting tentang fotonya, kalian bisa posting pikiran kalian bisa posting bukunya, kayak gitu, whatever, yang penting ada relasinya. Dan pastikan kalian hashtag reinvent myself journal dan tag saya di Desi Srihandi. Not Green Mommy Shop, not Zero Waste, no, this is my personal space, this is me talking to you, not the business, from the business side, but from me, from a woman's heart to another woman's heart. Okay? I think it's enough me talking right now. Yeah, so pastiin kalian dapetin, and please, 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 please share ke sisters lainnya, and let's just, you know, call out together. Okay? See you. Rencananya saya bakal posting setiap hari di Facebook dan Instagram untuk misal lebih untuk guide bagaimana kalian ngisinya, kayak gitu, karena saya ngerti kita orang Indonesia itu banyak rata-rata yang gak terbiasa menulis diary atau journaling is easy, tapi untuk thinking about ourselves in a deeper way, it's not easy. So yeah, okay, I'll see you start from tomorrow or Monday insyaallah, alright? Okay, pastiin kalau kalian udah dapat bukunya cetak atau kalian udah print PDF-nya, please, please, please tag me, Desi Srihandi Facebook, Desi Srihandi Instagram. Okay, I'll be very happy to know that you're all in it together. Alright, I'll see you. Wassalamualaikum. Thank you.